Good afternoon. Not as much fun. It's kind of fun for 3 weeks. I like it better the other way. You know, we're just disappointed after looking at the tape as we were yesterday afternoon. I don't think anything's changed along those lines. I still say the one obvious fact, but which needs to be said, you're not going to play that kind of football and win. It just doesn't happen. You know, we gave ourselves a chance at the end of the game to win the game. And if you look at those last two sequences where offensively we get the ball to the 7, we have an illegal procedure penalty. We get the ball to the 5, we have an illegal procedure penalty. On the one hand, we take the field goal. On the other hand, we throw the interception. You know, had we won the game, had we been in position to score there, I don't think it would have changed much. You know, we would have been excited to have won, but there's things that have to be corrected. You have to be able to stop the run. You have to be able to run the ball better than we have, and you have to be able to take care of the ball better than we took care of the ball. And the untimeliness of some of the circumstances that took place in the game, in the first half, just noting the fact that we did cause and recover two fumbles, that they were relatively close, and then we had an interception that set up our tying touchdown. You know, we thought we came out at the half in good shape with the kickoff return, and then it's a touchback. First play is a holding penalty. So, you know, we continue to shoot ourselves in the foot, and the oldest axiom in the world is you have to first keep from beating yourself before you can expect to beat the other guy. We didn't do that. Well, we're going to keep hammering away at it. There's. You look at the first drive. I mean, there's some good runs in there, and you know, we knew exactly what we were getting into with the safety down and so on and so forth. But you know, we're just going to keep hammering away at it because that is philosophically what I hold to and believe in. I understand that you wouldn't be able to sense it at this point, but it's something that we feel we have to do, and we have to be able to defend the runner. You're not going to have much of a chance. So we're going to stay with it. We're going to continue to work hard at it. We're hopefully going to give ourselves some opportunities there, which allow for some play action, which allow for shorter down and distances at the other end. Third down was terrible yesterday for us offensively. We continue to do a decent job on third down defensively. But we give up big plays on the defensive side of the ball. And although we did have some big plays yesterday, not enough.
When you talk about the safety coming down the box.
Front side. I screwed it up. It was on the front side. The penetrator was on the front side, not back. On the safety. No. No. Oh, no. No. I mean, it does allow that you think you have other things, but, you know, you've got to continue to try to run in there even when that does happen. And, you know, you've got to depend on your wide receivers to be able to go in there and help you in that regard, too. But that and play-action pass, you know, you think that if you hit a couple play-action passes, you're going to start that guessing game. And that's the way it goes. Who has the chalk last, you know?
In terms of the run defense, are you seeing widespread issues or are you seeing maybe one player miss an assignment?
Well, we would have an assignment or two miss, but you know, we didn't defend one particular run very well yesterday. And we obviously got to do something about that. I would think so. I would think so. No, we did do a decent job of disguising with our safeties yesterday. But you know, you have gap responsibilities, and you've got to You've got to maintain that responsibility regardless of what's called. And there can be any number of defenses called. You still are recognizing what the personnel are on the field for the opponent offensively and what are your gap responsibilities based on the call. Peaking?
When the guy's responsible for the A gap and he's suddenly peaking at the B gap, you guys aren't being
as... I don't know if it's peaking. Sometimes they get blocked out of there, too. I don't know if peaking is the right word.
Is there any update on Christine? I know he's at home. He's from the hospital.
He was in this morning, and they sent him home so he could rest.
I
think Zach the same way, sent home. I'm glad you asked that. That is a young man that should be recognized. And the reason that I say that is, you know, a couple of years ago, if you remember, when we went over to Pittsburgh, they lost their long snapper, the backup long snapper. He went over the punter's head. We got a safety out of it. It provided great momentum for us. We went on. This kid comes in the game and really made, you know, a number of very good snaps, got involved in the coverage, had to go in and play at the guard spot, at the center spot, did a nice job coming into a game of that magnitude and maintaining his poise and so on and so forth. So I'm glad you did mention Jimmy Cordell, because what he did was it would have been nice to be able to talk about him today in a winning effort. I think the idea that Boothie'd been our center the whole day, so they just flipped it and played where they were. He was most comfortable there. Booth can play guard, tackle, or center.
Was Chris doing any better?
He did mention that he felt a little bit better, but he wasn't, you know, he still wasn't feeling real good.
Do you know when he
suffered? I don't. There's been a number of questions asked about, you know, was it earlier and blah, blah, blah. I really don't know the answer to that. Said he feels a little better today, but, you know, until he gets out there running around, we'll...
What was he said to us last week? If we give up 300 yards rushing a week, but we still win, that's fine. Is that really possible in the National Football League? Can you give up runs like give up rushing yardage and win?
We could have won yesterday with a touchdown at the end of the game, but it doesn't solve the issue. You know what I mean? You want it solved so that the other guy doesn't think he can just come in and run the ball.